G'day and welcome to Partakers and our Monday Think Spot together. With the advent of the US elections coming up tomorrow, I thought it would be a good idea to check what the Bible has to say about a government and a Christian interaction with that government. Are you ready? Let's go think together.
The new administration may initiate a revolution, but so must we. Not the kind of revolution that creates divisiveness and discord, but the revolution we should have been part of, one that started over 2,000 years ago. Instead of taking to the streets in protest, take to the streets to find and help the homeless and the lost. Take to the council rooms, the meeting places of government, and make the voices of the voiceless heard, not to support hate, but the basic rights of all. Instead of indulging in self-pity, become the lifeguards of those who need us. Instead of just contributing a meal, some food, use any skills you have to volunteer and start and maintain programs to teach basic life and job skills. Instead of hunkering down in the pews, go into the streets with food for the hungry, clothes for the unclad. Instead of building beautiful edifices to faith, join or form groups and build shelter for those who don't have any. Instead of driving to the nearest mall, drive someone to a medical appointment, to the store, and yes, to church, when they have no transportation. Instead of watching still another TV program, pick up the phone, call someone you know who is alone, or better still, visit them. Instead of staying in your home, check up on a neighbor. Instead of talking a Christian life, live it.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday Think Spot. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where something is uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.